Hello, TJ. How are you?
Yeah.
Doing good?
I'm good,
even though it's Monday. But thanks for asking. I appreciate it. My name is Nadine. I'm one of the regional specialists, and so I handle pricing and details for your area. I understand that you've been talking here with Lulu, and she does such a wonderful job, you know, explaining the outline of the program. But she wanted me to go over the pricing and details with you. If I did want to ask you first, though, did you have any questions as far as how the program works or the placement that we do?
No, not really.
Okay. Okay. So she mentioned that your website is currently under construction. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, great. And how soon will that be completed? Do you know? Do you have an idea?
No, not yet. I have a meeting with somebody tonight about it.
Oh, okay.
So
okay, great.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, so they're not working on it, or they are, but you're going to meet with them to see how much longer?
Yes. Can you give me 1 second? Hold on.
I can. Of course.
Okay. Hello.
Okay.
Hey, sorry about that.
No, no worries. No need to apologize. So, TJ, I understand that you are targeting a 50-mile radius, correct, from where you're based out of?
I'm like 50 minutes or so from where I'd like to be.
Okay,
so
50 minutes.
Like 25, 30-mile radius, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for clarifying that. Okay. So 50-minute drive is what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's both residential and commercial is what Lulu put down. Do you ever go on Facebook at all by chance?
Yeah, I'm on there. I haven't really kept up with it like crazy just because, I mean, there's not really much.
Not too much content to post.
Yeah, I mean, there's not really much. I mean, how many times can you post a picture of dropping a dumpster?
Yeah. That's true. I know what you're saying. And I have to say, good job, okay, on your Google reviews. I'm looking at your Google business profile. Looks great. Is this something that you did on your own? Or, TJ, do you have someone who's managing the Google business profile?
No, I kind of did all that.
Did that yourself?
Not by mistake. I mean, it's very difficult. It's definitely not easy.
No, it's not. But good for you. I'm glad that you did that. You know, that's really the first step. What we do is the programming that goes behind it. Okay? I see that there's an Angie's List. Is that pretty new? And Yelp?
Is that, Yelp's been going on since I did the Google thing. Angie's List is new. I just started Angie's List Friday.
Is Yelp the free listing, or are you doing Yelp ads?
It started off free, but now they're starting to charge me for them. So Yelp ads.
Okay. And how do you like that process right now? Or is it too soon to tell?
I get a lot of people from it, but it's a lot of tire kickers more than anything.
Mm. Okay. And then I know that Angie's is too soon to tell, the Angie's Home Advisor.
Yeah.
Are you doing their pay-per-lead?
Yeah, so that was somebody that was on the other line just now. And it
And started on Friday. Okay. So we operate very different, because what we do is we set our program where it's a fixed flat rate. It is a month-to-month program. There are absolutely no contracts. You would not be charged per call, per job, or per click. The package that I do want to offer you is our Platinum package, and this one includes both Google and Facebook marketing, and I'm going to actually apply a new in-business rate for you. Your monthly flat rate would be $249 a month, and it will come with just a one-time $99 setup fee. The setup fee is to cover your programming, okay? So the initial investment would be $348 for you to get it started today, and then you pay $249 every month after that. In fact, that's a price that you're grandfathered in that'll never change, no matter how long you're with us, okay? Or no matter how many phone calls you get. Now, what this would include is us taking your profile and optimizing it to the first page and maintaining it there. We do content creation on Bing. We do submit you to Apple Maps as well, and we do Facebook advertising. So what happens, TJ, is when someone does a search on Google, and let's say they're searching for your services, but they didn't call you, and now they happen to go to their Facebook just to look at pictures or stories, we're going to retarget them with your ad. Okay? So they're going to see your ad appear, and that's what's going to help you reach more new clients, but we make it unique where they can target an audience by interest, income level, or by location. Now, once they click on your ad, they're going to call you directly. A lot of our clients have seen great results. And the Facebook page, by the way, looks good. Okay?
Okay.
Now, also, we'll make sure that your website is always attached. We're not going to tinker with it. We just want to make sure that it's always attached where you're listed. And then we cover what we call the mobile platform. So any time that someone is performing a search using their iPhone or their Android or their tablet, well, they'll find you on that first page of Google immediately. So basically, we would be covering all of your bases. And it's a month-to-month program with no contracts. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? I mean, how do you feel about it so far?
It sounds good. It definitely sounds good. It's just right now I'm laying out. I feel like I'm constantly laying out money for stuff like this and not seeing a huge return on anything.
What have you done marketing on Google in the past?
Well, Google, I have not.
Okay.
Google, I haven't done yet.
Okay.
But like this Yelp thing, like I said, I know it's getting charged.
It started off
free.
Yeah, and now they're charging you for the ads. So I'm going to tell you the difference between what Yelp and Angie's does, okay, as opposed to what Local Splash is offering you. Okay. Now,
mm-hmm.
Angie's and Yelp, those are what we call directories. You have a profile on their website, right? Now, Yelp, what they're doing now is, they get you to do the free listing, but then eventually they want you to pay for Yelp ads, because what they want is to start generating, you know, business, right? They want to generate revenue too. And the Yelp ads, they're running you closer to the top of their directory is what it is. But you're being charged for every time that they click on your ad, right? So that's why sometimes you find people are calling you that are tire kickers, okay? But you're being charged for it. Now, Angie's is kind of the same process because you have a profile on their website. So when you get a lead, the difference is that that lead, you're not the only one receiving it. They're also shooting it out to like two other businesses that are your competitors. So you are all paying for that same lead, and you got to call that lead. They're not calling you. You're having to call them. So even if they don't pick up the phone, you're going to get charged, okay? And I'm not saying that that's a bad thing, TJ, but I'm going to tell you this. When you get those leads, you're going to need to call it right away, or else that other company that got that same lead is going to beat you to the call. And the leads are going to be different prices. It's going to depend. It's really going to depend on what that person is requesting. So that's how they work. When I'm talking about placement on Google, okay, they don't even need to know your company by name, TJ. They're going to find you by the services that you offer, okay? Dumpster rental. Maybe they're looking for someone to remove some junk, right? Junk removal. You do also light demo too, right? And you remove sheds and you do mulch and stone delivery. So when they're searching for these specific services, and they see your company come up on Google, they're going to click on your profile with your phone number. They click on your phone number, they're calling you directly. They're not calling Local Splash, and we're not charging you for every call or every job that you get. Your rate, whether you're with us 6 months or 6 years, is always going to be $249 a month. You're grandfathered into that price.
Okay.
So it'll never change on you, no matter how long you're with us. And it is, like I said, a month-to-month program, but I'll be super transparent. I'm going to ask you to stick it out 2 months because it's not going to happen overnight. So we call it a two-month verbal agreement, but you pay monthly. You can cancel at any time. We're not going to charge you for canceling. You just make sure you call at least 3 business days before the billing is due so that way you don't incur the charge on your billing date. And we part as friends. Simple as that.
Okay. And then, like, how does it work as far as, like, how does it work since you guys aren't Google? Is it a partner on Google?
Yes. So let me be very clear. Like, Google is not going to call you directly, TJ, because Google works with corporations, you know, like Target, Macy's, you know, those type of companies, right? Now, of course, our company, Local Splash, what we do is we specialize in helping businesses like yourself to have that placement on the first page of Google, because that's where 90% of searches are going to start and stop. So because we're a Google channel partner, we have guidelines from Google that when a position opens up within our company for a category, we're allowed to work with one business per industry per area, because they want to make sure that the company that we would be working with is getting the maximum amount calls and exposure, right? It doesn't make sense for us to work with you and your competitors. It would be like we were like basically working against ourselves. So I think in the United States, we're like now 1 out of 30 Google channel partners in the U.S. So that's why we're reaching out. Okay. I don't know if that's all kind of making sense. I know it's a lot of info. Yeah.
It makes sense. So I'm just, like I said, I keep laying out money and I'm not seeing a return on it.
What are you, can I ask you respectfully, since when, like, how much are you allocating how much are you allocating to the Yelp ads a month?
I don't know, maybe $100.
$100 a month. Okay.
Maybe.
Okay. We'll say $100 a month. And how long have you been doing that now?
Since I started. Well, I just started getting charged for it, like, within the last maybe 2 months.
Okay. So say 3 months.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you made that money back? I mean, we're talking like $300, right? Have you made that back?
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've made that much. Yeah. I mean, it's hard to say because I get a lot of people reach out on Yelp and, you know, some go with me, some don't. You know, usually I ask, but when I get crazy busy, I forget to ask.
Like, how'd you hear about me or stuff like that? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and then the Angies, did you at least set, like, a budget with them so that it doesn't exceed the amount that you're paying monthly?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what it is. I'd have to go in and look. I don't remember what it said.
Okay. Okay. And they haven't turned on your leads yet, right?
Just turned them on today.
Okay, just turned
actually,
on.
Actually, that week, I put you on hold. Somebody called me from the customer.
From Angie's to turn them on? Oh, good. Okay.
Customer called, yeah.
Mm. Did they tell you what your lead costs are going to be? Like what it ranges?
$19. It was $19.
$19. Okay. And I would assume that also depends on the size of the project, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Okay. I mean, that's not too bad, you know. I don't know at this point, TJ. I mean, do you feel it would be beneficial, I mean, to have that online presence with Google Ads involved to help you? Are you looking to expand the business or to just get work in general? Like, what's your goal right now?
A little bit of both. I have a full-time job that I do already that has a retirement and health benefits online. This is like
nice.
My side business.
Side gig. Okay, that makes sense.
So the problem I have right now is I don't have, who the fuck is sorry.
It's okay. all good.
I only have three dumpsters, right?
Uh-huh.
So, I can't get too busy.
Right.
The problem I have right now is the turnover rate. People want them for too long.
Yeah.
So I need to turn them over more. I can only make so much money if I have, I rent three dumpsters out for a week.
Uh-huh.
So there's only so much money I can make. So
yeah.
If I can turn all three dumpsters over two or three times a week, then obviously I'm making a lot more money.
Yeah. Okay. So, and listen, I'm going to be honest with you. This is not going to overwhelm you. Really, this program is to provide you a steady flow of clients that you could be very selective on the ones that you do want to take without having that cost per call. Okay, so I promise you it's not going to overwhelm you.
So what do you need from me? You need some sort of payment for now?
I would need payment. It takes about 10 or 15 minutes for you and I to create the account. We're going to schedule out your client interview with my technician to go over like the Facebook ads, the areas we're targeting. That's really where the magic happens. And that appointment, I could either schedule it, if not late today, tomorrow, at the latest. So this way, because that one takes a little bit longer. It takes like about 30 or 40 minutes for your client interview. And you don't got to be in front of a computer, but it's just so that way they can go over more in detail with you as far as like keywords and stuff like that. Okay.
Okay.
So yeah, that's pretty much all I would need from you.
All right. Do you need payment and stuff for me right this minute or after we set everything up?
What do you mean? I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
Do you need payment right now or like this is after we set everything up or whatever?
Payment is taken. So I'll tell you how the process goes. You and I set up the account. I process the payment after reading your voice verification recording for your protection. That'll outline our service agreement, billing date, cancellation process. From there, I can schedule your client interview I could see if we can get you in a late appointment between 6 and 7, well, it looks like probably 5 to 6 your time, might be available. If not, then your appointment would be tomorrow. I have appointments starting as early. Keep in mind, we're in Cali, so we're 3 hours behind you. So I have appointments starting as early tomorrow as 11 o'clock your time, and latest would be 6 to 7 your time for the client interview.
Okay.
Yeah,
I do have a meeting tonight at 6 o'clock for the website.
So that time wouldn't work, obviously, because we want your website to get taken care of. So do you have like 10 or 15 minutes so we can set up your account and I can look at what we have for scheduling for your client interview today to see if there's any time that does work for you? Okay. Let me do this, and I know you're working, so I'm really going to respect your time and try to get you through this as quickly as possible, but I like to be very descriptive and not miss anything. I want to confirm with you on Facebook. I saw an email. I don't know if this is where you want me to send everything to you, but it's domsdumpsters@yahoo.com.
Yeah, so if that will work, then yes. Everybody keeps telling me they keep getting an error and get kicked back when they send this out. I don't know why, because I get emails on that.
I will send it right now, and it'll tell me if it kicks it back. Let me send it.
Okay.
Because it'll tell me, because usually when I enter an email address, my system will tell me doesn't look like a good email. It didn't give me that error, but I just sent the email. The one that I sent you right now says client dashboard analytics. And I'm sending you two of them, actually. The first one says Google and Facebook marketing. And the second one says client dashboard analytics. That's so funny. It kicked it back.
It did, right? I don't know why.
Why is it doing that?
I don't know. I can't figure it out. And I've had multiple people.
Oh, I know what it is. I know what it is. I figured it out. I know exactly what it is. Okay. You got to fix it on your Facebook, and I'm going to tell you why. So it says DOMS, D-O-M-S, and then it says dumps, so it's got dumpsters spelled wrong. It says D-U-M-S-P-T-E-R-S. It's the S and the P are reversed. Do you see what I'm talking about?
Maybe that's wrong.
Yeah.
And what's that?
Dumps, dump. Yeah, it's spelled wrong. That's what's going on. Okay, hold on. Let me send it again. And it's probably because the ones that say that, oh, they probably didn't tell you that it didn't go through, and they just fixed, they probably figured, oh, they probably saw the misspelling, and they just went ahead and handled it themselves without telling you.
I wonder if my email spelled wrong.
Unless if you did your email like a special kind of like spelling.
What's going on here? D-O-M-S-D-U-M-P-S-T-E-R-S.
But on your Facebook, do you get text messages on your phone that we're speaking on?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to text you what it looks like on your Facebook page, because I literally copied it, pasted it in the email that I sent. The first one, and that's the one that got kicked back and said it was, and said that, yeah, it couldn't be delivered.
Maybe not. So I got it. Let's see.
And I could totally see where the misspelling would happen, because it happens to me too. Like, you know what I mean? You're spelling it in your mind correctly, but it... And I just resent both emails that I tried to send earlier that were kicked back, and neither one of them have come back.
So I didn't fix the one.
So that might be a good sign, but I don't know if you have access to your emails right now, TJ.
Yeah, I do.
To make sure that you got them. Both of them would have been coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash.
That's terrible service. What's the news?
Did you see if either one of them came through?
It's loading now, Mike.
Oh, okay.
My cell service has been terrible.
Who do you have? I have Verizon. I have pretty good cell service with Verizon, except when I'm at church, man. I don't know why. I'm all, is God blocking for me getting a message or something?
I have Verizon, too, but for like the last month and a half, my service.
Really?
Horrendous.
You know, that's one thing. I never have problems with Verizon as far as, like, with calls being dropped. I love Verizon.
Yeah. I have not gotten anything yet. Well, let me check my...
Okay. Check your spam, too. I would check your spam just in case, like, because you've never gotten a correspondence from us. It might wind up there.
There's one. Oh, I got it.
Oh, good. Okay, that second one should be coming through any second now, too. Okay, perfect. So, yeah, so just fix it on your Facebook page because it's wrong. So that's probably why. Okay. Now, your first name, TJ, is it TJ or is that like short?
Timothy. Yeah, Timothy's the person.
Timothy? Okay.
Yep.
Timothy.
Yeah.
Okay. The traditional spelling. And what's your last name, TJ?
Selman, Sellmann.
Sell?
Yep. Mann.
Sell man with two N's, right? Okay, S as in Sam, E, L as in Larry, L as in Larry, M as in man, A as in apple, N as in Nick, N as in Nick, correct?
Yep.
Okay, where do you get the Dom's dumpsters? I'm curious.
My son's name is Dominic.
Is his name Dominic?
My son's name is Dominic, yeah.
Aw, I love that name. That's my grandson's name. Aw, how cute. Yeah. Is that your son by the roll-off?
On
Facebook?
Next to a tan dumpster?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. He's so cute. That thing's huge. Oh, my gosh.
He's
oh, my gosh. I'd be freaking out. Okay. All right. Now, and TJ, you prefer we call you TJ, right? Because I'm going to put that in the notes.
Yeah.
Goes by TJ. Okay.
Yeah.
And then, now the phone number that I see listed is the 845-321-7004, which is the number that should always be listed for the business, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then the company shows as Doms, D-O-M-S, there's no apostrophe, and then the other word is dumpsters, correct?
Yes.
Okay. What address did you verify it at? Was it in Wallkill? 12589 zip code?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then I know the website, that's going to be up. You'll hear back from them today, right? Around 6, I think you said you were meeting with them on that?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then Tim, or TJ, I'm over here trying to call you Tim now. TJ, the card that you're going to be using for the payment, does that have your name, the business name, or is it in both?
My name.
Your name. how does your name read on there? Is it just Timothy Selman, or is there like a middle initial?
Middle initial is J.
J? Like John?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting when Lulu told me TJ, I'm like, you're not even going to believe this. So my dad, that's his nickname. His name is really Anthony Juarez, and his last name starts with a J, right? But back in the day when he was in high school, they used to call him TJ. That's why I was like, oh, okay, I wonder if his name's Anthony. Okay.
My son's middle name is Anthony.
Is it? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. Now, I'm also going to send you the number to our customer service. So, TJ, I'm going to ask you to please, please, please save our phone number in your contacts under local splash.
Oh.
It's going to be our 877 number that I'm going to send you right now. Now,
okay.
I'm also sending you to your username and password for your client dashboard. So the 877 number, you're going to save it in your contacts under local splash. We are always here for you Monday through Friday from 7 to 4. Now, remember, we're on the West Coast, so we're 4 hours behind, or 3 hours, excuse me, behind you. So we're always here for you 10 to 7, your time, okay?
Okay.
So I sent you that text. Can you see if it came through for you? I just want to make sure you got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. Now, I know your appointment. I want to schedule your client interview right now. Okay. So I'm trying to see. I have an appointment available today, your time, 4 to 5 or 5 to 6. Would either one of those work for you? Or do you want to do it tomorrow?
Tomorrow would probably be better.
Okay.
I'm at work until at least 4 to 9.
Okay. What time tomorrow? Do you want a 6 to 7 tomorrow?
What else you got? Yeah,
let me tell you what I got. Okay, so here's what I have. Whatever time I give you is your time zone. 11 to 12,
okay.
12 to 1, 1 to 2, 2 to 3, and then I have 4 to 5, 5 to 6, 6 to 7.
Let me get the 4 to 5.
4 to 5, okay. I'm going to send you this calendar invite. So we're going to call you tomorrow between 4 and 5 o'clock, and we'll be calling you from an 877 number. So just make sure, you know, that you're answering all calls within that hour. If for some reason, TJ, we call you and, like, let's say you're in the middle of a job, you need 5 or 10 more minutes, just pick up the call and say, hey, can you call me back in 5 or 10 minutes? We'll call you right back. We just want to make sure that, you know, we get you through this client interview, because the faster we get you through it, the faster we're moving to. Okay? So I'll send you that calendar invite. Now, the billing address for the card that you're using, and you said it only has your name, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me go here. What's the billing address for that card?
184.
Uh-huh.
Quaker Street.
Okay.
Q-A-K-E-R.
Uh-huh. Street.
Walk Hill, New York, 12589.
Got it. And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Master.
All right. And what's the card number whenever you're ready?
It's 5524-3373-3605. 7833.
Expiration month and year?
528.
CVV code on the back?
082.
082. I'm going to walk you through a 90-second voice verification recording before I process your payment. And what it's going to do, TJ, it's going to outline our service agreement. It is an added form of protection for you that we'll send in writing with your invoice. As I am walking you through it, if there is anything at all that you don't understand, please stop me so this way I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it. I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I want to put a security question on your account with us to protect it. You can choose between your mother's maiden name, which is her last name before she got married. It could be the city that you were born in or your first pet's name. What do you want for the security question?
Mother's maiden name.
And what was her maiden name?
Cotroneo, Cotroneo.
Italian?
Yeah.
I figured. Okay, one more time. T-O-T-O?
Cotroneo.
N-E-O. Cotrone? Is that how you pronounce it?
Cotroneo.
Oh, Cotroneo. Okay. T-O-T-R-O-N-E. There's an O at the end?
C-O-T-R-O-N-E-O.
Okay. That's what I was forgetting with the O at the end. Okay. Got it. Okay. So I'm going to turn on the voice verification recording, okay? And it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how it should read on the first page of Google.
Dom Thompsons.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Owner.
And your name, I'm sorry?
Oh, I'm sorry. Timothy Feldman.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah.
Now, sometimes we know you're in the middle of a job. You just can't pick up the call. All we ask is that you at least respond within 24 business hours. Now, also be aware that you might get other companies that are trying to, you know, sell you other type of online products. TJ, they're not associated with us. We're not going to call you to ask you to spend more than the $249 a month. As a matter of fact, whenever we call you, please always ask, what is my security question? If someone hangs up on you, then you know for a fact it wasn't us calling. Okay? So get into the habit of asking that. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
Let me explain it first, because I always do. Okay, so what we're saying here, we're not telling you that you can't do other online marketing. What we're saying, TJ, is that before you do, just give us a call to make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We don't want you investing more money if you don't need to, okay? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is August 5th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $348. Now, as I mentioned, this is a two-month verbal agreement. So what that means, TJ, your second payment will be charged on September 5th, 2024, in the discounted amount of $249. Now, once your term's completed, okay, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the fifth day in the discounted amount of $249. However, you may pause or discontinue that agreement at any time by contacting client support, which is a number that I asked you to save, 877-635-6225. If you choose to pause or cancel the account, I'm going to ask that you at least contact us 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't incur that charge. So you already know, if you got to pause it or cancel it once you've completed your term, just make sure you call 3 business days before the 5th so you don't get charged on that date. Okay?
Yep.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
So I'm updating the package, I'm processing the payment, and you're going to get the receipt sent both to your email and in a text message, and we'll go over it in a couple minutes. I've already scheduled the client interview, okay? However, I need to go over a few notes with you. They are just basic notes, so that way my technician knows where to start from, okay? And I probably only need like 5 more minutes, and then we'll be all done, all right? Because I know you got work to do too, and I don't want to keep you from your regular job. Are you doing both residential and commercial? No tape for both? Or do you have a preference?
I mean, I prefer residential, but I'm not opposed to doing commercial. So.
Okay, so you're open to commercial, but I know that can be a little tricky with commercial, right? You got to be a headache, I guess you would say. You're like, dang.
Contractors don't like to pay until they get paid. So it's like,
yeah, and you're like, no, bro, you got to pay me now. You know what I mean? I got mouths to feed.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, I'm putting dumpster rental, clean outs, junk removal, light demo, shed removal, mulch / stone delivery. Anything else you want me to notate or not?
Junk removal. You said clean outs?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. And then let's see here. Now you're going to add us on as managers to your Google and to your Facebook page just so we can manage them. We're not going to do your weekly posting like on your Facebook. We're going to manage your Facebook ads, and you're going to still hold ownership to both, just an FYI. Okay. I would encourage you, even if it's once a month, because I know you were like, I mean, how much more pictures can I really post? Take a picture, if you do, of a job like that you get to, like let's say it's like a total mess, right? And then take a picture after you do it. Show them the before and after. That's going to show your quality, okay?
Yeah.
And then do you know what your website URL is, just so I can notate it, and then you let us know once, you know what I mean?
I don't. It's just, this is the meeting tonight. I've been talking back and forth with this guy, and he finally, like, I finally said, okay, I'm ready to move forward with it, so.
Oh, you paid him already?
I have no idea. I haven't paid him yet, no. That's what tonight's meeting is.
Okay.
Paying
okay.
him and
if for some reason, just to let you know, we can include the website for you. It doesn't cost you anything. Right? I'm not trying to steer you away from what the guy's doing, okay? But if there should be ever any issue and you do need a website, I can include it for you, and it's not going to cost you anything. But the kind of websites that we build, it's a Google-compliant and mobile-friendly website. Actually, let me send you something just to kind of give you an idea. So it's a Google-compliant, mobile-friendly website that is actually, it has automatic SEO settings. It helps with your ranking. You can add videos on there, reviews. We could set it up where they could chat with you live on that site. We can also set it up where they could book appointments with you through that site. Let me try to find just a basic one so that way you can kind of get the idea of it. Yeah, because I don't know how much they're going to charge you for the website. I mean, hey, it's great if you have, like, your own actual website. I just don't know how long it's going to take for that person to create it. So here's just an idea, okay? Even if you go with that guy to do your website, that's perfect. But I will tell you this. If it's going to take him longer than 2 weeks to create the website, okay, I would say let us make you a temporary one. It's not going to cost you anything. Okay, TJ, but we can at least make you a temporary website, and then once yours is completed, we just switch it out. Not a big deal. I just sent you a link so you can kind of take a look.
When you say build a website, you mean like
an actual www.com. It's an actual www.com website that'll have your content on there. I sent you a link. If you look at that link, it shows like your services, the about you gallery with photos of your work, your business logo. It'll show like a click to call. They can go straight to your website or your Facebook page when they click on the Facebook logo. That's what I'm talking about.
Is it like a customizable website or is it like a basic,
everybody kind of thing? The layout's the same. I will be super transparent with you. Layout's going to be the same, but the content is obviously your content. So it kind of sounds like the guy that you're going with is going to do more customized for you, right? So you might have more than one page on your website, right? The kind of website
want one simple page.
Uh-huh.
You know, like nothing crazy, but I have kind of an idea of what I want
to
do.
How you want it customized. Okay. Yeah, then you might want to go with that guy if you're looking for something more customized, because I'll be super transparent with you. Like the layout that I sent you, that's what the layout is. Now, that doesn't mean that it's not going to be your content, because obviously it's your content, our write-up for, you know, to write up about your company. It's going to be your pictures, your business logo, stuff like that. But the layout is the same. So if you do want something more customized, how you have an idea in your mind already, right, then you might want to have that guy create it, okay? But if for some reason, I'm just going to say it's going to take him longer than 2 weeks to build that website, then at least maybe have us create the temporary one until yours is done and then you switch it out. At the end of the day, what I would be doing as far as the website for you, it's not going to cost you anything.
Well, I mean, the link you just sent me is pretty much, I mean, this is very similar to what I wanted.
Is it? Oh, okay.
It's very simple, one page.
It's like a five tab. Yeah. It gets to the point because here's the thing. At the end of the day, I'll tell you this. The websites, you basically, it's like having a menu at a restaurant.
Yeah.
It gives people more information. They get to see, you know, work that you've done and it's just so they can gather more information to select you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's mainly what it's for, okay? I'll also let you know this, okay, because I like to be transparent. If let's just say for some reason you decide to discontinue services with us, you have the option as far as, like, the website. You could either, one, pay $49 a month. We continue to host and maintain that website. Or you could pay $99. The domain would be yours, but not the content. So that would mean you would have to find someone to recreate the website and host it. But those would be your options. Okay? So I'd rather be transparent with you on that. So when you're making this decision about the guy that you're speaking with today at 6, so you know what you want to do. You know what I mean? Because I don't know if that guy, when you pay him, if that's outright your website. So you might want to ask about that too.
There was a design fee of $400, and then it was
okay.
After he's done, I can take it over and I do the domain.
Update it yourself.
You know, like I manage it, yeah. Or I can pay him. I think it was like $100 a month, and he covers the domain fee and then does all that. He manages the website for me.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, so with you guys, if you guys built the website, the domain fee and all that stuff, because I think it's like, I don't know, I thought it was like $30 a month or something for the domain fee, like.
Oh, like the hosting
fee?
Do I
still pay that or no? Yeah,
no.
Do I still pay
no.
that?
No, as long as you're still paying for our program, you're not paying hosting fees or anything like that, because it's part of the package. Okay. But, if you were to cancel services with us, okay, we're going to give you the option. Okay, TJ, do you only want us to at least host and maintain your website? And you could say, yeah, I just want you guys to still continue to manage the website and host it. Then that's $49 a month. Okay, we continue to host it and manage it for you.
Okay.
Okay, or if you said, you know what, I don't want that. I want the domain, though, because we're going to get a domain closest to your company name, right? If you want just the domain, then it's $99. That domain is yours, but now you got to find someone to recreate the website and host it.
Recreate the website. Yeah. Which isn't huge. Okay. All right, so then how do I go about that, having you guys build the website?
I just include it and let them know that we're building the website. You want me to have them do it?
Yeah, you might as well, because...
Okay.
It cost me $400 to have this guy do it. I might as well just have you do it.
Right? Save you some money, you know? I'm about saving people money. You know what I mean? I'm going to put in here, has photos, and I know you have a business logo too, right? I thought I saw it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And then now, would you be interested in a tracking number? Because you know right now they see your physical phone number, right? But if you ever want, even if you don't do it now, you always have the option that we could put a tracking number that's linked to your phone, and it comes with an app that you download from the App Store. What it does, TJ, is it allows you to track your phone calls, your messages, and if a spam call came in, you could even block the spam call. Do you prefer that it stay your number listed as it is now?
Yeah, because my phone number is actually incorporated in my logo, so.
Oh, yeah. Then no. Then let's keep it like that. Yeah, for sure. Okay. And then when we communicate with you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
Phone and text is probably the
phone and
easiest.
Text. Sounds good.
Yeah, it'll be the fastest to get in touch with me.
Okay. Now, with the Facebook ads, we can cover as far as a 50-mile radius. How far do you want to push it?
Like
30?
Yeah, about 30 miles, I think.
Okay, if you ever need to change it, just know that the furthest is 50 miles. You could change it at any time. It's not set in stone, and it doesn't cost you anything. Okay?
Okay.
And then let me take a look at your Google Business profile. So you have your hours of operation listed as Monday through Saturday, 7 to 8, Sunday, 8 to 4.
Yeah.
Okay. Man, you don't rest.
No. Well, with this business, it's kind of...
I'm all, you're a go-getter for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I got to try and be open. Yeah. I try and do same-day delivery as long as I'm available for it. You know?
Oh, that's good. Okay. And then Sunday, let me just make sure I put that down. So 7 to 8, Sunday 8 to 4. Okay, good. And then what forms of payments do you take?
Cash, check, Venmo, Zelle.
Okay.
Credit card.
Venmo and credit cards. And you said Zelle too, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Now, the last thing, are you able to pull up the text message with your receipt?
What was that?
Are you able to pull up the text message with your receipt?
That should be able to.
It'll say, Timothy, thank you, Timothy J. It'll probably say, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. So towards the bottom of it, it'll say, please click here to accept your subscription terms. We're almost done. And then it's going to take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Yeah.
Go towards the bottom of it. Find where it says mobile phone, and it should have your phone number in the box right below it.
Yeah, I see it.
Okay. The two little boxes underneath of that, okay?
Yeah.
You're going to click in the first box because you're saying it's your name on the card that you provided for the payment and that your information is true and correct. I mean, that's in the second box. The first box says you agree to receive text messages from us. I did it backwards. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. At the bottom, type your name how it reads there. Timothy, space, J, no period, space, and then Selman.
Timothy, space,
No period after the J because it doesn't even recognize symbols like that. And then your last name, and then you'll click confirm signature. When you do that, TJ, it should take you to a page that says local / username password. Let me know when you see it.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Okay, last things and then we're done. So this is where you log in to track your results with us. In that text message that I first sent you with the customer service phone number for you to save, I put what your username and password is. Your username is your phone number. Password, okay, all lowercase, good media, one word. You could always update it to a password of your choice, okay? Now, timeline, and then we're all done. So today, or not today, tomorrow, we're going to be calling you between 4 and 5 o'clock your time. And we're going to call you from an 877 number. Just make sure you're answering all calls within that hour. If for some reason we call you, you need 5 or 10 minutes, just pick up the call. Just let us know. We'll call you right back. If I'm not on a call or in another meeting, I'll be the one calling you to introduce you to the technician. Otherwise, they will call you directly. And I'll send you a reminder an hour before, just in case if it slips your mind. Okay? Now, starting from tomorrow, we're going to get moving. Within 5 to 7 days, you're going to be listed in the directories. 7 to 14 days, website and your Facebook ads are live and visible. They'll be up and running. What we state in our terms and conditions, and this is what we send to you in writing with your invoice, the first page placement on Google, TJ, we're always going to give you the timeline of 45 to 60 days for first page placement. But I will tell you this, I have seen many times where it's happened sooner, okay? Could be sooner in your case, possibly, because you already have the Google business profile. You're just adding us on as managers, but I'm still going to tell you 45 to 60 because I would rather under-promise and over-deliver, okay? We will be sending you notifications as these steps are being processed so that way you're aware of the work that we're doing too, okay? So we'll keep you in the loop. I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. I am so excited for you. Thank you so much, TJ, for giving us the opportunity to help you. I'm really excited for you. This is going to be good.
I hope so.
Listen, we're here for you every step of the way, and you're going to have a team dedicated to your account. So that's what I'm saying. Like, if you ever have updates, changes, questions, concerns, you reach out to our team because that's what we're here for, is to help you, okay, every step. So you can focus on your job.
And as far as the website goes, like when I, like if I want to add pictures or do this, and that, I just call you guys.
Yep. You could email it to us and say, hey, add these photos. Even in your client dashboard, you can upload them there. Whatever is easiest for you, because we're going to handle that for you on our end. Okay? Any keywords you need to change or other services you want to add or what have you, that's what we're here for. Okay?
All right,
then. Well, I hope you have a good rest of the day. Since I've taken up enough of it, I'm going to let you get back to work, what you do best. Okay?
All right.
We will talk. You are so welcome. We'll talk to you tomorrow. All righty. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.